朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
这两种方法
And these two methods
有多么大的不同
How such a great difference
亚伯拉罕的动作
Abraham's actions
跟加拉太的基督徒当时受试探所要犯的错误是非常的相对应
is very relative to the Galatians in those days what the errors, the mistakes that they were making
亚伯拉罕因信称义
Abraham was accredited as righteousness through faith
但是他希望能够成就神的应许是靠着自己的血气
but he wanted to accomplish God's promise through his own flesh
而他的这个努力
and his efforts here
造成的是捆绑
but he actually created a kind of bondage
痛苦
sorrows
而且并没有真正的后裔
and also he did not truly have any descendants because of that
加拉太的基督徒
Galatians, Christians there in Galatians
同样是因信称义
in the same way they were credited as righteousness through their faith
你还记得早前保罗在前面说过
Do you still remember Paul has spoken about that before?
你们是从信心入门
You enter through faith
你们难道要靠着肉体来成全吗
Do you really want to accomplish it through your flesh?
他们现在受引诱
And now they're being tempted
想要完成神的应许的救恩
They wanted to accomplish God's promised salvation
借着肉体的努力
through the efforts of their flesh
要受割礼
you want to be circumcised
要守律法
you want to observe the laws
保罗就让他们看到
and Paul allows them to see
保罗在这里警告他们
Paul here is warning them
他们现在所做的事
the things that they are doing now
就是亚伯拉罕当年所做的事
is what Abraham was doing in those days
他们如果受割礼
If they were circumcised,
如果他们要去守那些犹太教的那些礼仪
if they were to observe all the Jewish rituals,
他们以为只有这样才能够满足神，才能够讨神喜悦。
They thought that only through this way that they can satisfy God and be pleasing to God.
他们就跟亚伯拉罕犯同样的错误。
Then they would have made the same mistake as Abraham.
靠肉体的努力
through the efforts of their flesh
想要讨神喜悦
they won't try to please God
只会带下 奴隶
will only bring down slavery
夏甲
Hagar
她生的孩子
the child that she has born
就是奴隶
was a slave
她就是西乃山的约
it's through the covenant of Mount Sinai
他就是摩西律法的预表。
He's a type of the Moses law.
那保罗特别在这里加了一个括弧。
And Paul here is adding on an quotations.
他说西乃山在哪里呢
？And he's saying, where is Mount Sinai?
是在亚拉伯。
Is in Arabia.
那大家都知道。
But everyone knows.
亚拉伯就是夏甲的儿子的后裔
And in the Arabians is the descendants of Hagar's son
所以 这里就很清楚
And here is very clear
律法的后裔
The descendants of the law
就像夏甲的孩子
It's just like the child of Hagar
都是奴隶
They're all slaves
所以夏甲代表律法的约
Therefore Hagar represents the covenant of slavery
同时他也是代表着当时的耶路撒冷
Also at the same time, she's representing the Jerusalem at that time. This is what is being told to us by verse 25.
因为当时的耶路撒冷,
because the Jerusalem of the that present day, of that, those days,
就是会生出一帮做奴隶的儿女。
They will give birth to a group of children who are slaves.
因为他们是犹太教的中心,
because they are the Jewish center.
而他们所要的是遵守律法,
because what they want is to observe the laws.
而遵守律法的结果生出来的就是做律法的奴隶。
And the result of just observing the laws will produce slaves.
以斯玛利,
Ishmael,
跟夏甲,
and Hagar,
被亚伯拉罕,
when they were being chased out by Abraham,
他们住在哪里呢?
Where did they live?
他们就住在叫做Paran的那一个旷野。
They lived in the wilderness of the place called Paran.
那那个旷野靠近什么地方呢?
And where is that wilderness? Where is it close to?
就是西乃山。
And that is Mount Sinai.
在神应许之地之外。
It is outside of the land, a promised land by God.
所以保罗才会说,
that is why Paul would say,
他们不只是为奴,
they're not slaves, only slaves.
他们是在神百姓之外,
they're outside of the people of God.
历史上的那个地点,
and in the historical location,
为奴的母亲带着为奴的孩子所住的地方,
a slave mother who was leading her slave son where they live.
就是在神百姓在的地方之外。
And that is outside of God's people.
这样一个历史上的事实,
such a kind of historical fact.
就用来 illustrate, 用来说明在属灵的光景里面。
And it's used to illustrate its, a spiritual scenario.
那些为奴的人,
and those slavery people,
借着自己努力想要讨神喜欢的人,
through their own efforts trying to please God,
也是在神百姓之外,
they're also outside of the people of God.
同时他更进一步地说,
and furthermore he said,
夏甲不只是西乃山的约,
Hagar is not only of the covenant of Mount Sinai,
他是现在的耶路撒冷。
She's also the present day Jerusalem.
你知道这个是非常直接的挑战假师傅们的教导。
And this is also a very direct challenge of the teachings of the false teachers.
因为这些犹太的假师傅,
because of these Jewish false teachers,
他们告诉加拉太人,
they told the Galatians,
你们一定要受割礼。
You definitely must be circumcised.
你一定要变成犹太人。
You have to become Jewish people.
你一定要跟耶路撒冷有关系。
You must have a relationship with Jerusalem.
你要想一想。
You must think about it.
耶路撒冷是多么重要。
How important is Jerusalem?
你看一看整个旧约的历史。
Look at all the whole history of the Old Testament.
神整个的心意就在这一座城。
God's whole will is in this city.
但是这些假师傅他不知道一件事,
but these false teachers, they didn't know one thing.
先知以西结,
the prophet Ezekiel,
Ezekiel, 耶利米,
Jeremiah,
他们都曾经宣告,
they have all once proclaimed,
耶路撒冷要成为废墟,
that Jerusalem will become a debris, they'll be demolished. Babylon,
那个时候,
at that time,
耶路撒冷成了废墟,
Jerusalem has become destroyed and ruler.
到了保罗写这个书信的时候,
by the time when Paul wrote this epistle,
其实保罗知道,
actually Paul knew,
很快,
very soon,
耶路撒冷又要成为废墟,
Jerusalem once again will be demolished.
因为什么呢?
Because of what?
因为耶路撒冷一直弃绝神的弥赛亚。
Because Jerusalem has been rejecting God's Messiah all the time.
所以保罗那个时代所看到的耶路撒冷,
therefore, what Paul has seen, the Jerusalem that he had seen in those days,
就是西乃山跟为奴的表号。
And it's Mount Sinai is an emblem of slavery.
加拉太人。
The Galatians,
如果回到犹太教里面,
if they return to the religion of Jewish people,
他们一点前途都没有。
They have no future at all.
保罗在这几节圣经里面,
Paul in these few verses of the Bible,
非常重要的强调,
emphasized very importantly,
地上的耶路撒冷,
Jerusalem on this earth,
其实已经被教会取代,
is already replaced by the church.
天上的耶路撒冷
The Jerusalem in heaven
才是自主的
is the true free city
它是我们的母亲
It is our mother
教会
Church, the church
成为神的耶路撒冷
Become the Jerusalem of God
西乃山
Mount Sinai
在旧约圣经中
In the Old Testament
是耶稣基督教会的一个预表
It's a type of Jesus Christ's church
我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔
We are descendants of Abraham
我们是新的以色列人
We are the new Jewish people Israelites
我们是神的圣城耶路撒冷
We are the new holy city of God
这是一个革命性的思想
This is a revolutionary thoughts, concept
莎拉
Sarah
和以撒
and Isaac
就是新耶路撒冷的预表
They are a type of the new Jerusalem
当保罗在这里宣告教会是每一个被拣选人的母亲的时候
When Paul is here proclaiming that Sarah is a mother of all chosen
他的意思就是说
What he means is
神怎么得到他地上的儿女呢?
How did God gain his children on earth?
都是借着他在地上真正属灵的教会。
It's all through the true spiritual church that he has on earth.
保罗在这里特别引用了以赛亚书54章第一节。
Paul is specially here cited Isaiah chapter 54.
Isaiah chapter 54 verse 1.
54 verse 1.
不怀孕不生养的你要欢乐未曾经过惨难的你要高声欢呼因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多
Isaiah chapter 54 verse 1 it says sing O barren woman you who never bore a child burst into song shout for joy you were never in laborBecause more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband. Sarah
是一个不会生育的孩子女人
a barren woman who cannot bear children.
她怎么会有孩子呢?
How could she have children then?
是神超自然的参与
It's God's supernatural participation.
是神的宝贝应许的实现
It is a realization of God's precious promise.
今天我们看地上的教会
Today, when we view the church on earth,
充满着羞耻
full of shame,
充满了失败和软弱
full failures and weaknesses,
完全就像一个不会生育的女人一样
totally like a woman who's not able to give birth to children.
然而
however,
今天的教会
The church of today
可以不断地传福音
Can continuously spread gospel
可以不断地把不信的人带进到神的国度里
Can continuously bring the unbelievers into God's kingdom
靠的是什么
What did we rely on
是神超自然的介入
It's through God's involvement supernaturally
是神应许的实现
It's a realization of God's promise.
保罗引用以赛亚书54章第一节。
When God is quoting from the book of Isaiah chapter 54 verse 1,
他在这里不但是解释教会
not only is he explaining the church here,
其实保罗所引用的这节圣经在许多基督徒个人的生命中是同样的宝贵。
It's actually in the same as precious in many Christians when it's being cited by them.
在旧约那个时代，
In the Old Testament days,
一个不能生育的女人，
A woman who could not give birth to children,
是一个被人轻视，
Is one who's being despised by people,
是认为没有用，
Is being viewed as useless,
是一个失望，
It's a disappointment.
是一个绝望。
It's a desolation.
甚至于是一个痛苦的。
It's even a sorrow, a pain.
基督徒的人生。
In the life of Christians,
有失望。
You have disappointments.
有绝望。
You have desolations.
有痛苦。
You have sorrows.
甚至于被人看不起。
And you might even be despised by people.
所以从属灵的眼光来看，
Therefore, from a spiritual point of view,
我们很可能都是一群不能生育的人。
We may all be a group of people who are barren.
但是奇妙的是，
But the amazing thing is,
如果我们因着信，
But if we through faith,
信神自己的应许，
We believe in God's own promise,
我们这群什么都不是的人，
We, this group of people who are nothing,
神却可以让我们比那些会生孩子的人生的还要多。
But God can enable us, this group of people, to be more productive than those who can give birth to children.
神可以给我们的祝福。
Blessings that God can give us.
神给我们的喜乐。
The joy that God can give us.
神给我们的满足。
Satisfaction that God can give us.
可以远远超过我们所想象的。
Can far exceed what we can imagine.
我记得有一次我去看妙叔叔。
I remember one time I went to visit Uncle Miao.
他住在一个很小的公寓里。
He lived in a very small apartment.
我记得他很记得最清楚的是他的袜子上有两个洞。
I remember so clearly that there are two holes in his socks.
穿的是破的衬衫。
And his, the shirt that he was wearing, they are all torn.
他的哥哥是一个富豪。
His brother was a millionaire.
常常嘲笑他
and constantly mock him.
说你什么事情不好干
There are other things that you can do.
你去做这种赚不了钱的宣教士干什么
Why do you become an evangelist that you cannot make money?
没有妻子
No wife
没有孩子
No children.
我去看他的那天
The day when I visited him
他就看着我
He looked at me.
他正在忙什么知道吗
He was so busy, do you know why?
他把他那几天收到的生日卡
He was organizing the birthday cards he had received in those days
挂在他的房间里
He hung them up in his room
不知道挂了多少
There were so many of them
他一边挂一边告诉我这个小孩当初是怎么坏
And he was hanging those cards he was explaining to them to me each card about the child who wrote the card
但他现在在干什么
And what he's doing now.
然后他也跟我讲那个，再跟我讲那个。
And he was explaining each and every one to me.
他一边讲一边开心。
And as he was explaining, he was so happy.
然后他回过头来看我。
Then he turned and he looked at me.
他就背以赛亚书五十四章第一节给我听。
He recited the book of Isaiah chapter 54, verse 1 to me.
我永远忘不了。
I could never forget that.
这一个人。
This person.
在人看
From man's point of view,
他一无所有
He had nothing.
然而从属灵的眼光看
However, from a spiritual point of view,
他比许多人都富足
He's much more richer than anyone.
保罗讲完了这些以后
After Paul has cited all these,
保罗继续的就要讲
Paul continues to say,
那么这些的道理跟我们今天有什么关系呢
So then, all these reasonings, what has it to do with us today?
那就是二十九节开始。
That is starting from verse 29.
保罗讲到说
Paul says,
按着血气生的
And the son born in an ordinary way, according to the flesh,
一定会逼迫那些按从圣灵而生的。
Definitely will persecute those born by the power of the Spirit.
奴隶之子
The sons of slaves.
他 他们就是那些一直努力要靠自己的表现跟神有好关系的人。
These are those who are trying to use their own efforts to, and behavior to have a good relationship with God.
这些人他是一定会逼迫那些单单依靠神恩典的人。
And these people would definitely persecute those who rely solely by the Spirit of God.
你要知道一件事。
You must know one thing.
那些努力进前靠自己的人
Those who try to be godly through their own efforts
其实他们是极度的没有安全感的人
Actually, they're extremely without the sense of security
所有没有安全感的人
Anyone without the sense of security
都是因为他们的安全感是建筑在自己的表现上
All because their sense of security really is based on their own behaviors
而什么叫恩典呢?
So what is called grace then?
相信恩典的人就是他们的安全感是建立在神的应许上。
Those who believe in grace is actually those who trust on the sense of security comes from God's promise.
这些没有安全感的人
These people who have no sense of security
当他们看到别人
When they see other people
居然有安全感
That they actually have a sense of security.
他们受不了。
They cannot stand it.
他们一定要逼迫这些人。
They want definitely to persecute these people.
因为如果恩典是真实的。
Because if grace is true.
那就说明他们一切的努力都是白费的。
That will illustrate that all their efforts are in vain.
他们不肯接受这个事实。
They are not willing to accept this fact.
所以他们一定要逼迫这些人相信福音的人。
Therefore, they definitely have to persecute these people who believe in the gospel.
保罗在这里让我们看到。
And Paul here allows us to see.
你如果是以撒。
If you are Isaac.
你的命定就是被嘲笑被迫害。
You are destined to be mocked and to be persecuted.
以撒痛苦。
Isaac would be in sorrow.
他娘痛苦。
And his mother would be in sorrow.
当然最痛苦的是他爹。
Of course, the most sorrowful one would be the father.
怎么解决这个问题?
How do you resolve this problem?
忍耐。
You have to endure.
说服那些属肉体的人。
To persuade those of the flesh.
管教那些属肉体的人
To discipline those of the flesh
能够解决问题吗
Can you resolve a problem through this?
不能够解决的
No, you cannot
无论属灵的人你做任何的事情
Regardless of what the spiritual people are doing
那些属血气的人
Those of the flesh
他有一切的本事
They have all kinds of abilities
让你痛苦
To cause you to be sorrowful
他一定要逼迫你
They definitely want to persecute you
耶稣在地上
And Jesus on earth
不知道受到多少的逼迫
We don't know how much persecution he had endured
不知道受过多少不公平的待遇
He had endured so much unfairness
使徒保罗
The apostle Paul
彼得
Peter
其他的使徒们
All the apostles, other apostles
同样的经历
They had experienced the same kind
属血气的
Those of the flesh
一定会去找那些属灵人的麻烦。
We'll definitely try to cause trouble with those of the spirits.
他就会让你痛苦。
They will cause you to be sorrowful.
他会发脾气。
They'll lose their temper.
他会哭，他会闹。
They'll cry and they will cause trouble.
他不会让你过好日子。
They won't allow you to have good days.
你是什么办法都没有。
There's nothing you can do about it.
不要想用什么方法来解决这个问题。
Don't try use your own methods to resolve.
不要想改变属血气的人。
Don't try to change those of the flesh.
不要想跟属血气的人妥协。
Don't try to compromise with those of the flesh.
千万不要用肉体的方法想要去对付肉体的人。
Definitely you should not try to use methods of the flesh to deal with those people of the flesh.
因为当你去依靠肉体的时候
Because when you rely on the flesh,
你一定生出一大堆的捆绑。
You will definitely produce a whole lot of bondages.
你会生出更多的以实玛利。
You will produce a whole lot of Ishmaels.
你会带出更多的痛苦。
You will bring out a whole lot more trouble or sorrows.
你听到这里你一定很害怕。
So when you listen to this, up to this part, you may be afraid.
但是保罗说不用怕。
But Paul said, don't be afraid.
你只要相信神。
Only just believe in the Lord
God. 在信心中忍耐。
Endure in faith.
你记住一件事。
Remember one thing.
你的身份。
Your identity.
你是承受产业的。
You're the one who inherit the inheritance.
所以第三十节他这样说。
Therefore, in verse 30, it says.
然后经上是怎么说的呢？
So what does the scripture say then?
是说把使女和她儿子赶出去。
Get rid of the slave woman and her son.
因为使女的儿子不可与自主妇人的儿子一同承受产业。
For the slave woman's son would never share in the inheritance with the free woman's son.
迟早。
Sooner or later,
神会把那些不从应许生的赶出去。
God will chase out those who is not born of the promise.
正如同创世纪二十一章里面。
Just like in the book of Genesis chapter 21.
耶和华要亚伯拉罕。
The Lord Jehovah wanted Abraham
听从撒拉的请求。
To obey to the plea of Sarah.
把以实玛利赶出去。
To chase out Ishmael.
在你个人的生命中
In your own personal life
有米斯玛利
Do you have Ishmaels?
有肉体生的
Do you have those born of the flesh?
你等着十字架的功课
Then wait for the lessons of the cross
神一定要把它赶出去
God would definitely chase it out
你的家庭中也有以实玛利
In your family you will have Ishmaels
神早晚有一天一定要把他赶出去。
Sooner or later, God will chase them out as well.
因为你是要承受产业的。
Because you will be inheriting the inheritance.
保罗到了三十一节说。
Paul, when it comes to verse 31, he says,
弟兄们。
Therefore, brothers,
这样看来。
This way,
我们不是使女的儿女。
We are not children of the slave woman.
乃是自主妇人的儿女
But children of the free woman
既是自主妇人的儿子
Since we're sons of the free woman
就是承受产业的
Then we are those who inherit the inheritance
我们可以被人轻看
We may be despised by other people
被人弃绝
May be rejected by other people
但是我们是神的孩子
But we are children of God
如果是神的孩子
If we are children of God,
我们就是后裔
Then we are descendants.
是神的后裔
We are children, God's descendants.
与耶稣基督一同承受产业
We will inherit the inheritance together with Jesus Christ.
这是基督徒活在地上一生的一个矛盾现象
It seems to be a contradiction in a Christian's life.
好像保罗在哥林多后书六章八到十节那里所说的。
Just like Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 8, what he says.
一方面我们有荣耀。
On one hand we have glory.
一方面我们有羞辱。
On the other hand we have dishonor.
一方面我们有美名。
On one hand we have good reputations.
一方面我们有恶名。
On the other hand we have bad reputations.
看起来是 sorrowful, 是很痛苦的。
It seemed to be sorrowful.
但是常常是喜乐的。
But it constantly is joy.
看起来是贫穷的。
It seemed to be poor.
但是我们能够使许多人成为富足。
But we can cause many people to be rich.
看起来我们一无所有。
Seemingly we have nothing.
然而我们却是拥有一切。
Yet we're possessing everything.
这是神儿女的福气。
These are the blessings of God's children.
这是好到不能想象的福气。
This is good blessings that's beyond our expectations.
这是神的话。
These are God's words.
那些相信的人就有福了。
Those who believe will be blessed.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
求圣灵用着这些话祝福你自己的孩子。
We ask the Holy Spirit to use these words to bless your own children.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主。并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话， 就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。